Yes, it is.
I didn't agree to that.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Homeschool, the podcast where Andrew Rivers and I do some monologue jokes and then talk to a guest who's a comedian. In this episode, we're going to not do either one of those things. That's the big plan. Just the two of us today.
Everything we're doing is not working. So, you know, we got to try. No, we just we schedule and then.
Yeah.
You know, life catches up to you, you know?
Yeah, I got to golf tomorrow, so we couldn't, we had to do it today, and there you go. And I'm, you know, we're transitioning, we're trans, you know.
Wow. Finally, that's how you get booked at that comedy festival. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Finally.
Best in fest. I just changed my pronouns on my Instagram, and they're like, get them.
Usually they don't let a guy and a gal room together, but.
As long as, yeah. My roommate was Mo. I didn't know you knew Mo. We'll talk about Mo.
How do you not know I know Mo? Mo's my Minneapolis. Well, he's in New York now. He's my New York.
They don't know Mo.
You
know? I did not
Mo
know.
Mo gets all the hoes.
He does. He's got his charming.
Boy, I tell you, we were, he opened for me in Minneapolis. But, and I did one of the, well, I mean, I see pretty girls all the time. I was going to say one of the prettiest girls I've ever seen in my life, but I guess things are about exaggeration here.
Sure.
Top of the line. I need a dime. That's top of the line.
Right. Waist, big hips, and a huge behind.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Remind me, too. I heard that song at a strip club in Milwaukee I never told you about.
Oh, tell me. Anyway.
So, Mo, she's there, and I'm kind of like, oh, maybe I'll, you know, and she's kind of being friendly with me, and then, you know, a few minutes later, I'm kind of done with the merch, and then I just see her and him kind of, you know, getting comfy, and I'm like, oh, all right, well, I mean,
duly noted,
good to know, you know, and then I asked him the next day, and he's like, oh yeah, it's, you know, you just got to be charming and confident. I'm like, well, 0 for 2, but, you know, doing what
I can. Corey's making more sense now.
Well, it's funny, too. I went on a hike yesterday, and it was a great, beautiful day, Monday, nobody on the trail. I love it. And I get to the top, and there's a hot girl in yoga pants with her dog, and her dog starts barking at me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of like riffing with the dog. I'm like, hey, I don't have any treats. I'm so sorry.
Blah, blah. I like it.
Whatever. And I had the thought like, oh, if the girl maybe gives me an indication that maybe she's open to a conversation, I would strike one up. But then she kept talking to the dog and being like, it's okay. And I thought like, hey, I need some consoling also, you know, like how about,
this was difficult.
He's not gonna fight. He always barks at hot guys. He, you know, anything would have worked instead of silence. But so I didn't make a move. But I was in that for 10 minutes. I was sitting in silence, going, well, did you come here often? No, that's probably
WWCD. What would Corey do?
Yeah.
What would Mo do? What would my Muslim friend do?
My Muslim friend. Yeah. Well, you got your hood on, so that's good.
Backwards facing hiker, is that what it's cool. Anyway, Mo was it was a good time at the festival. We'll get to it. Hey, maybe this is how the podcast is going to be from now on. But we don't have a guest. Schedules change and things happen, and we got jokes. But maybe we'll just kind of drop them in.
We're gonna disguise them in here. We're gonna see.
Yeah,
we'll see
if they're funny. You can tell where they're at.
Episode 88. You're gonna want to go back in time and not listen to this.
Well, here's the thing: is every guest we've ever had has been like, The joke's over? Is that the end?
Is that it? I can't even tell the difference between the jokes and the real talk. So
real chat. But before we get started, I mean, I guess we should tell us some dates.
Date or
something. I don't know. Dates coming up. You and I are gonna be in Enumclaw. I guess we're working backwards here. The 23rd
well,
of July.
That's the only one that's worth promoting.
And Everett, the 23rd of July, and Enumclaw, the 22nd of July. I have that same back-to-back night thing happening in June, the 24th and 25th, Everett, the 24th, Enumclaw, the 25th, with Ryan Neemiller from America's Got Talent. Very excited about this. Nice to have a celebrity to promote, you know. It's just I can be a little more hands off.
Oh, I get it, because he doesn't have hands.
Yeah. Okay.
Crabby. He's going to be real upset.
Crabby.
And,
real crabby.
He's
going to
be
joke.
A blue lobster.
don't want to upset the guy. Anyway, so that's what I got coming up. That's I'll be in Spokane.
Just put some rubber bands around his fingers and throw him in the bottom of a tank.
Boiling
he'll
water.
Be all right. Yeah, I met Ryan at Laughing Skull Festival.
Oh,
right before his AGT, he had just filmed it, and he just was allowed to be like, yeah, all I'm allowed to say is it went very well, and I'm very
cool.
happy. And I was like, cool. And I remember, like, we were both kind of like, I don't know, I'm sure it's different now, but we were both kind of like, not loner-ish, but like, I don't really know anyone else. I don't really know who to make friends with here.
You weren't the mayor of the festival. Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
And so we just kind of ended up eating lunch together. And I, you know, say things that I think might be offensive, but I genuinely mean them as like, I'm just an idiot.
Okay.
But he was so sweet. And I kind of go like, I'm really impressed how well you're able to like, function like eat and
right.
Like you use silverware like it's not, and he's like, yeah, I mean I have to live, so you figure it out, you know. And it's just like a very simple,
you're like, oh,
like yeah,
that
makes sense, but I'm still expressing that, like, wow, you're so good at using your hands. And he was totally used to, like, he knew that I was being nice and stuff.
Yes.
So because we'd never met, but we were mutual friends through Hofstetter and Morty's and stuff like that. So.
Right. Well, yeah, I've had a similar thoughts of just being like, not in a yeah, I don't know. Do you ask? Do you not ask? Do you assume they can do everything and then let them tell you otherwise? Is that,
yeah.
is that the plan? And every joke he makes to me is about porn and jerking off. So I'm like,
yeah.
I got questions,
yeah.
But I don't know.
I'd like to see how that happens.
I'd love
to
see
that.
Do
you have an OnlyFans? That would be really popular.
That weird? Can I say that? He might murder it on OnlyFans, to be honest. Mm. But yeah, it's we're excited to have him. That's going to be great. And we're moving tickets never. We just announced tickets in Enum Claw. So, well, Enum Claw, I didn't think about that. Enum Claw.
Ah, hey.
I'll leave that joke for him, but
he should be a big
circus attraction. A horse getting banged and Ryan Niemiller. But so festival, you went to a festival, and I just went to one in San Diego, the Big Pine Comedy Festival. It used to be in Flagstaff. Now it's at a new beautiful, beautiful club in San Diego called Mic Drop. And it was all right. I mean, I maybe should have stuck.
Oh, is it a new name?
It used to be the Comedy Palace.
Yeah, okay.
You've been to
the Palace. Oh, okay. So Kearney Big Mesa. Pine is now the new name of the festival. Is not,
yeah,
because
well,
I was
going
to say,
so,
Big Pine is like the name of the town or whatever, right?
So Big Pine was in reference to Flagstaff, which has legitimately big pine trees.
There's no pine trees in San Diego.
No,
yeah.
The Big Palm Festival, but they could have changed it. But they're, you know, branding.
Well, if the Lakers are allowed to be in Los Angeles, and
yeah, the Jazz,
the
in
Jazz
Utah.
In Utah, yeah.
Yeah. Me and I'm allowed to do comedy, you know, it's all, you
your
know,
schools, yeah, yeah, it's fine.
they have connections all over. Broken Drift is the company, they're great. Hillary Hudson and Brian Curley are amazing. And so they bought this club as a part of that company and organization and really went for it. And if you own a club, you might as well have your festival at your club that's 3 weeks old, not in Flagstaff, Arizona. So they do it at they do it three times a year right now, I think. Twice.
What did Adam
twice?
Used to say about comedy competitions? It's free labor, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, this festival, I don't get the finances of it because they're paying for everything, not everything, but a ton of stuff for the industry, which is really nice because that's what makes it worthwhile, is to have people there that matter to your career, and then they're feeding us, and they're, you know, not selling out the shows yet because the club's 3 weeks old, you know. And so I think I would got to imagine they took a loss and that's, they had 10,000 submissions, but I don't know nothing about nothing. I didn't ask questions. It was fun. I mean, I could have just stuck
to staying
home.
Don't bite the hand that feeds.
you go to these and you're like, oh, I just, I'm gonna go to a festival and get rejected face to face, you know?
Yeah.
Could have stayed home, just like let them swipe left on me from the comfort of my own couch and made up excuses like, well, you know, they probably didn't even see my video. It was, you know, I'm too far away. You know, I'm outside.
I got enough white guys. They're only booking. You can just reuse mine that I use for Netflix if you want. Exactly. I can send you the list I made of all the things that all went the things wrong. You said. Yeah. Besides,
I'm outside their age range. I'm too tall. You know, all the things
you're
you
too
like.
Too hot. You know,
you get too way too attractive for. They don't want me on TV.
Like, why is this guy doing comedy? Go get a modeling thing for Abercrombie or whatever.
You're right, right. The gal from New Faces was there, and I was like, hey, just quick question. What about my dumb old face? Is that... she's funny. So she's Montreal, which is where New, you know, Laughing, Just for Laughs is. She books New Faces now. She's the new Jeff Singer, and she was really sweet and great. Allison.
I think I met her.
Yeah, I bet you have probably. And she's
she was at the LA thing I did, I think so.
Makes sense. I have a joke that I was doing in my industry set, which went really well. It was a great festival, had good sets, good times. I got a little Best of Fest award, so I got some bookings and good stuff, and a mug. the Edmonton joke. One of the lines is, Canadians are boring. And I just go, except for Montreal. I love Montreal. Very, very fun people in Montreal. I would love to bring my dumb old face to Montreal. And the audience is like,
in the bit? Yeah. Uh-huh.
The audience is like, huh.
All do right, they cool. explain it to the audience that like, hey, this is a showcase? No
a idea. Little, not really, no. And then I go inside thing, and there was several, you know, Nate Jackson's in the back. He's just dying laughing. He looks over at her like, because it's not making
the
fun
back
of
the room joke. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not making fun of it, but it is funny, you know, look at her. Cause she's like, how is she reacting to this? Does she think that's fun? Or does she even, you know, what's going on? And the improv booker, he the next day, he goes, oh my God, that was so funny last night. And I was like, yeah, go on. When you did the little riff about Montreal, and I was like, oh.
You know, thanks. The thing you didn't plan? You know, that was great.
You know, that thing that's not in your act and nobody else got except for us? That was great. But good times. And I don't know about festivals, but a week in San Diego ain't so bad.
Where do you? Oh, they put you up at a hotel, maybe?
No. So okay. You lose money, but
I see.
I popped into San Luis Obispo on Wednesday and did a show there. But after the hotel there and the rental car and the gas to get to San Diego, it's a wash. But that was a great show. Packed out on a Wednesday. Had really good shows.
See some old friends.
Met some awesome people. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a good time, and you know, what are you gonna do?
What's the vibe that, you know? Because sometimes with these things, everyone's like panicked, and they're like, this is a competition. I gotta get my thing, and I gotta no friends, no talking.
It was interesting because there was a ton. It was both at the same exact time. A lot of anxiety, a lot of frustration, a lot of concern about what set I'm gonna do, what show I'm on, the schedule changed, and they're yelling at us to do, not yelling, but like posting in the thing, like do different sets in front of the industry, please, please, please do different sets. And we're like, okay, but I did Wednesday night. Like one kid's like, well, I did Wednesday night. He's relatively new, I think. So he probably, I don't know how much time he has,
yeah,
but he's
exactly.
good, and he's young, and he's handsome, and he's good. And so he's like, well, the person who wants to see me was Allison, wanted to see him. She wasn't there Wednesday night when he did his industry show. She hadn't seen him at all. And he's like, she wasn't there Wednesday though. So all I care about is her. And also this audience wasn't there Wednesday. So I don't care if the rest of the industry sees me do the same thing again. I want to do my best eight for Allison, right? So he's in this back room, which the shows were getting canceled in this like secondary room. So we were all worried about the Sunday night show, but JJ Barrows, awesome. Chattanooga, choo-choo, she's great. Has family, friends, something in San Diego. Husband has family and friends. Packed out this like 50-seater. Well, you used to do Comedy Palace. You probably did that room back when
It was a Greek restaurant or some kind of. Yeah.
They had like a room in the back. I don't know if you ever did that. And they still have that room and they call it the Gold Room now. It's beautiful. It's, oh man, it was hot.
Champagne
hot crowd.
Room. Yeah.
And it was the clean show though. So that was throwing people off. Like, how clean? It's too clean. What are we, what's going on here? And I had fun. I said to everybody, I'm going up first. I don't care about nothing. I'm good to go. I'm not going to curse, but I'll test the waters for you guys. And they were like, oh, Corey, you're the best. And so I went up and I go,
cunt, 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 cunt.
Cunt, cunt, cunt. So I went up and I go, I just did an opening little riff. And then I go, all right, try to not say the F word. And the audience was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. I was like, it's hard for me. I don't know. And there's the kid right there. And the kid was, it was 11-year-old kid. And he was like, you know, he didn't care. And I go, do you
never heard that on your school bus or from your teacher or from your mom?
I go, do you even know what the F word is? And I was like, never mind. You don't have to answer that. and then
it's
I did
me being dirty. This kid fucking said it. I mean,
exactly. Yeah. Ah, shit. PG-13. I can say that twice. But I go, and then I just did like, hey, I said F bomb on a plane and the flight attendant was very angry. Apparently you're not supposed to ask them to join you in the bathroom. I don't know all of the new COVID rules. And I go, we good, everybody? That's innuendo.
I'm wearing my mask around my chin. I don't understand. Yeah.
Do you know what innuendo is, kid? You know, like I just kind of played. And then I don't know what else I did, but good times. And some people want to, push the envelope. But this kid is like stressing and pacing and he's going to go up. And I see Allison's not in the room. And Mary Upchurch, who's great, calls him to the stage. And I'm like, I gotta say something to somebody or do something. The whole point of him going up at the end was so she could come back, whatever. And I go to the guy running the thing. I go, is Allison here? And he goes, well, I don't think so. I don't see her. And I was like, this whole thing was set up so she could see him. And he goes, all right. I'm like, don't get mad at me. And he was fine with me. But, you don't want to,
Yeah. I'm the messenger.
This is five nights in, and every show there's some sort of, hey, I'm going up after and I want to na na na. And so I'm like, I'm just helping. And he's like, no, you're good. Runs and gets her. She comes in, loves the kid, tells him to, submit to unrep JFL. It's the whole thing. So I was the big, big freaking hero. And, anyway, podcast.
Hey, I can bring him to Montreal if you need a chaperone.
Exactly. Hey, he's very young, and
I seem to keep things moving slowly, moving along.
I can open the clean show, and
maybe a festival needs someone in charge of someone. Yeah.
Well, maybe the reason the podcast. Isn't that I have that many listeners is because we are just we're so good at comedy. This is just you're not a radio host like your dad,
Well, for sure. Did you go to any strip clubs or did you go to anything while you're down there?
Well, they have us pretty busy from morning to night, and I should
what
have...
are you gonna hit the lunch buffet at the
I should have on Friday night because Kari, who's a friend of a I'd say she's a I don't know if I call her a friend, but I know her and follow her on Instagram. We follow it, whatever. She's cool. She's like, I'm working Friday night. If you want to, I was like, all right. And I looked and it's like 17 minutes away. And I'm like, ah. And then Friday night, we all kind of shut it down early. And I was like, I should have gone over there and snagged her for an interview, but I think she'll still do an interview. Cause she goes, how did I not know about this podcast? And I was like, I don't know. I would have told you.
I'm telling everyone I can.
I'm very open about it. So I don't know. Speaking of, there's a good podcast. Stripper Whisperer.
Crushing
it. That's for podcast on Instagram.
Well, I went to a strip club in Milwaukee.
Okay.
We're done with the show. Everyone was kind of like, hey, we could go for a little fun. We went to get food, and then we saw like a food cart. And then right down the street, we were like, well, it's a sign that says strip club. So we must check it out. And I was kind of usually I'm the one going, yeah, let's go. But I was like, I don't know.
Right, right.
Feeling a little losery, but and I just had a feeling it was gonna be. I think it might have been an off night, you know, but whatever. You know, Tuesday's best, Milwaukee's best, but
not the starting lineup.
No, never.
Not the Brewers. And
that's not making the Eastern Conference Finals for sure, but
they were the Brewers.
We went in there, and it's a small. This is what I hate the small ones because you're kind of like, now I feel forced to like interact with everybody. I can't really like. I want to kind of just sit and watch and get a vibe, maybe. And
right.
I don't want as soon as you walk in, all the strippers are just standing there looking at you like,
there,
okay,
hey,
bitch. All right, you know. And right. Settle up to the front there, one lady at a time on the pole, and I'm you know, giving a couple bucks every song.
Is it saddle or sidle? What's the word saddle? There? Is it saddle up? Okay, yeah.
Saddle up to the bar, like you're getting sidle, on a horse.
But I don't know what sidle means. But yeah, go ahead.
All right.
I'm gonna look.
Sidle.
Walk in, maybe. Yeah, sidle up. Walk in timidly sideways to a thing. Sidle. Anyway, all right.
I got manufacturing company.
That's probably it too. I don't know.
Carbonated soft drinks.
So you pop in.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying, and the music's good. I'm, you know, it's real. You know, it's an urban city. It's the thing you forget about. Is some comics do this. I think Chris Mejia does a joke about Seattle loves minorities as long as they're not around. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because we have so few of them, but then you go to any other city and you're like, oh yeah, this is what. People that complain about this sort of thing would notice more, but
right. So you notice,
I notice. I'm having a great time. I love I went through a phase where I only wanted to date black girls, actually, but but then I went the other way.
Got over that.
Got over that real quick. Good old college days. So then the music. Is playing, and then all of a sudden over the speaker you hear like someone's phone went off and it's just plugged in. They're using like their own
iPhone. I love it.
From the back speaker.
Yeah, yeah. Aux.
And the aux cord is going off. And so the stripper is like, how am I supposed, what the fuck? Someone, you know, where I'm just laughing and I'm kind of going like, I genuinely, how low budget is your stereo system that you're, maybe you can't use wouldn't you have Acropolis. One designated phone, you know?
Acropolis used to do that.
I think, I remember that too, yeah.
Then they switched to Touch Tunes, so now it's still their own choice, and they don't have a DJ, but it's Touch Tunes.
Now the strippers have to pay for their own songs unless they want to rain.
They gotta skip and then get in a fight at a gay bar.
Oh, jeez. So I thought that was funny, and then I happened to stop by Laughs, a comedy club in the U District, and the same thing happened, not in the showroom, thankfully, but in the lobby. I'm just kind of hanging out while the open micers are opening the show, and all of a sudden it's nice, like elevator lobby music, and then the phone goes off and Dave starts freaking out. But,
well, that's what they say. Like, you know, sometimes like our pre-show, the audio guy at pre-show at the historic theater there in Everett was like, well, I'll just play YouTube. And I was like, you have a upgraded account? And he's like, no. I was like, there's gonna be ads.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. I didn't think about that. And I was like, nah, you can't do that. But you were able to talk to people. I mean, I don't know. Are you, do you know how to, you know how to talk to people at the strip club?
No, I mean, I don't talk to anybody anywhere I go. I think that's my problem. I mean, this is what's funny is I think like sometimes when we do a podcast and maybe the guest is less enthusiastic or whatever, but I'm like, I kind of zone out and I go, all right, well, you're fucking boring and you don't want to interact with us. You don't want to chat or talk or you're giving one word. When we did the Renton show, I was like, oh, hiking group, maybe I'll try some crowd work or whatever. Right, and right. I did like two questions and they go, yeah, we hike. And I'm like, all right, I give up. I don't really, I don't know what else to ask you. And I, but this is what's fun too, is so I'm thinking like, I'm watching every clip on Instagram and YouTube shorts is a thing now and TikTok Sam Morrell is crushing it with crowd work and all these guys. And I'm all right, if I'm not going to do Q&A, maybe, plus it's a great way to fill some time for a guy that doesn't have 40 minutes yet, but
sure. Yeah.
So I thought like, this could be a skill that I've got to work on. And so happened to be Erica Rhodes, future wife, is in town.
Yes.
At Laughs. She also hates her act. And
so, you hate her act too?
Oh man. Oh, no. I do not. Well, half of it, I'd say. I mean, she's already recorded it, but she does a closer that she loves, but I don't get. But
you don't get why she does it, or you don't get the whole thing?
I get it. I just don't like it, I guess.
Fair enough.
But everyone that tweets at her does heart turtle, or it's like an emoji joke, and how no one uses punctuation, so you know that sentences end or whatever. So someone sends a heart, and she feels obligated to send a heart back, and then it gets into it. But it's kind of boring to me.
Cyclical, okay.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, all right, I don't know about a closer, but it's a fine joke, but she loves it. But yeah, I hate her act. But she's got a bunch of fun. She does have funny jokes that I feel like are attacking me personally, but she's like, guys don't want to compliment you anymore. They don't want to say you're sexy. So they go, I love your brain. You're so smart. And it's like, oh, am I going to send you a picture of my brain? Turn you on. And I'm like, all right, well, I don't know.
That angle of like, that's fun to be like, I've heard a few women do that where they go like, all right. I mean, I had a thought of like, you know, women being like, saying they like us for our whatever and be like, you know, I'd rather be a piece of meat, to be honest.
And I've done that old joke. I was kind of trying to bring it back somehow, but the strip club, the strippers are like, stop making eye contact. My tits are down here, you know?
Right.
And she had the same line, something about flirting with a guy. Hey, my tits are down here. You know, if one more guy compliments my brain, I'm going to get a boob job, something like that. And I'm great jokes. Also personally attacked, but she does some crowd work and, I watch four shows and three shows go by and I'm like, I could probably do this. Seems pretty, you know, you just got to get the questions right. You got to figure out, have a few standard lead-in questions and then.
Well, with not yes or no answers.
Yes. You know, like, and then you got to try to get to the heart of the issue and get them kind of talking, you know.
Gotcha.
And so. The Saturday late show, it's dead. It's, 30 people and no fault of Erica. She's a big star, but, and all the other shows are pretty full. So just, you know, she's up there fighting for her life. And, so she goes into crowd work again and a lot of her crowd work is like, oh, are you two dating? How long you been dating? Whatever. Where'd you meet? Whatever that evolves into, you know? And she sees a girl by herself in the corner in the front. And so she's like, oh, you're just here by yourself? And she's like, yeah. She's like, are you single? Are you dating anyone? She's like, no, my fiance dumped me on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And so the whole crowd is like, What the fuck? Yeah. This is the... And she's like, how the hell, why? And she's like, oh, it's okay. It turns out he was a pedophile. And we're like, whoa, okay.
They're like, are you allowed to be in here?
Yeah. She's like, what is going on? Turns out
he's a pedophile. I'm only 16. I didn't know what pedophile
was. They don't check IDs here. They check my COVID passport. But how'd you get that? You're not even old enough for that.
I had the cell phone when I got here, so they snuck right in.
So I just
that work out
trying to catch a Pokemon and I walked in here. So the story just gets, because it's not like you can be like, all right, well, move on to someone else, you know. So now we're all like, we're really intrigued. Yeah. And so then it becomes like, how did you not How did you not know that he was a, how did, when did you find out? And she's kind of going like, how did you meet this guy? And she's like, well, I was 16 and he was 21. And she's kind of like, well, that should have been a warning sign, you know?
Exactly.
And she's like, well, he dumped me because I turned 21. And but he was a loser. He lived with his parents and what, you know, and we're like, how many red flags do you need on this guy? He didn't have a job, it turns out. And she's, we're finding out all these details that are like,
oh, funny.
First of all, why offer that up?
Yeah, comedy
time. Oh, my poor pedophile.
Never met a guy
before. Never met a, never been loved, never been kissed, whatever.
Just here to meet one tonight.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
here. Then she spends 5 minutes kind of digging out of that. And then the audience is like clapping because they're like, you know, eventually she's like, oh, yeah, so fuck him. And everyone's like, well, good for you. And then
yeah.
The audience is like, yeah, okay, supportive, can we get this back on track? Holy shit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, okay, this could be, let's avoid that kind of thing for crowd work, maybe.
There was a lot of red flags. There's like a new trend online to like post white flags. Have you seen this? Where girls are like, I don't want to talk about just red flags that guys have. How about a white flag? A guy you should go for. He does this, 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 and this. You haven't seen this?
No.
It's like, I think I want checkered flags.
Checkered flags.
That's their past. And
funny. That's good.
Checkered
I was thinking like,
awesome means over.
Finish. Hurry up.
Yep.
Yeah. I get the
checkered green
flag.
Maybe it's green flags, not white.
What's the last lap? We're not NASCAR enough.
Checkered
NASCAR
is
flag meaning
over. I think it's green flags, people. Green means go. Green flags is the
what's
trend.
The last? Green means start the race. Yellow is caution.
Caution, oh yeah.
Black is drivers kicked out. White is one lap remaining. White flags
white
means
flag.
Hurry it up.
And wave the white flag
it
be, war.
Give it
checkered
up.
Checkered flag, that's their past, and it's over.
Yeah, checkered green race stage ending. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to do some bit with that, see if I can figure it out, but that's fun.
Red and yellow stripe, pits are closed.
yeah, I hope her pits are closed. Yeah. I don't want to.
Blue road courses, normal conditions, but hard to see problems ahead.
Well, do you have, I mean... We have chemistry, you know. Is there any chemistry there with the? I mean, I took chemistry class with my wife, former wife.
But I
stand out, but
am the worst at guessing. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's Dave, a real cock block over there.
Third always messes it up, you know.
Yeah. Well,
so I told my ex-wife, but she still fucked my best friend. I don't know.
Friday night we're chatting and she does, this is her brand new joke. All my friends are, bragging. They just bought a house or got an abortion. I haven't even had my first abortion yet. All my friends are having kids and buying houses. I haven't even had my first abortion yet or whatever.
Fun.
And it gets a fun laugh. And her friend is there. One of her friends lives in Seattle.
Yeah.
And so
I don't know if she did this time, but yeah.
I wasn't invited back, so I don't know.
And but, I have no idea.
So, spoiler alert. I picked her up. I worked with her in Tacoma, and I picked her up at her friend's place, and her dog played dead, and because was sad, Erica was leaving, and it was really
funny
moment, and so. She goes, oh, so-and-so, Andrew. And I'm like, I remember you. You got the dead dog. And she's like, what? And I'm like, your dog played dead. And she's like, what? And I picked Erica up. Oh, yeah, good memory. And I'm like, I guess, you know. But so then her friend is leaving. Oh, nice to meet you. And her friend goes, can you take her back to her hotel? And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course, I'll drive her. And she's like, I can walk. It's a couple blocks. And we're like, hey, this isn't a great part
down. Yeah.
Like, also, you're a 5'5", defenseless, tiny woman.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm safe.
I'm a 5'11".
I'm also a defenseless woman, but you can shove me down. This is actually a bit, I wrote this down as like, one time at a party, a girl... I woke up naked. I woke up next to a naked girl in my bed, but I was fully clothed, which means she was blacked out and thought, what's the safest place I can sleep next to Andrew? You know, like, I don't know if that was an insult or a compliment. Like, this is safe, a non-threatening place.
No chance.
No chance he's going to do anything. He's not going to, he wouldn't, he's too much of a coward.
Like, thank you very, wait.
Yeah, thanks. Wait. Shouldn't I be a little bit of a douchebag? But
yeah.
I mean, I opened the covers and looked at you for a while, but that was it. But so her friend goes, okay, you take her home, blah, blah. Yeah, of course. And then she goes, hey, don't be her first abortion. And I'm like, all right. That's kind of like
indicating, wear a condom. Like,
yeah, whatever.
Or maybe don't have sex with her.
Yeah, or whatever. Like, hey,
which
fucking
one is
don't
it?
Touch her. Oh, no. But we had fun flirting a little bit. And then Friday, end of the night, I'm kind of like, oh, Dave kind of comes by and goes, hey, do you want me to take you back to the hotel? And she's like, sure. I mean, whatever. I can walk. And he's like, nah, I'll drive you. And I'm like, she goes, oh, I think Andrew was going to take me too, you know? And he's like, well, whichever you want. It doesn't matter. And she's kind of like looking at me and she's like, I don't know if I'm allowed to, you know, whatever. And there's kind of this, he kind of goes like, well, I'm leaving. So if you want a ride, you just come with me now. And so she's like, so she just gives me a hug and she's like, I'll see you tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah, I got a gig. I'll see you, whatever. And then,
you had something.
Yeah, I picked up opening for the Make America Great Again comic. And I think
Who was that?
Is Jeff Allen.
Oh, yeah. Where was that at?
In Indiana. But in Tacoma, he was doing a 4:30 show.
Oh, yeah.
And I think his people just are not. This is his kind of description too. He's like, a lot of people never been to comedy clubs before. Uh-huh. And they tell me I'm their first comedian or whatever. And I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. Cause even when I'm doing clean material, they kind of stare at me. Uh-huh. Like I'm doing my old competition 5 minutes that was
right.
Every city. I'd be like, this crushes. I don't care. Now I'm like, Indiana, I'm going to eat shit for 40 minutes.
Right. Well, they wouldn't like abortions. We know that.
Yeah. And but anyway,
yeah.
So yeah, whatever. Saturday, hang out again. Drive her back to her hotel, give her a hug, and but who knows? You know, could be one of those like 7 years later things. But
sure. Well, yeah, at the festival, there was some flirting and stuff going on, and I was like, you guys are dangerous. That's always
it's like this comic thing is like
terrible idea.
Someone popped up on my Raya. Actually, I thought you're not allowed to screenshot on the app, you know?
Does it come off black or does it tell them?
I don't know. I just knew when you signed
risk
up.
Yeah.
So, but I thought like, oh, maybe I can screen record, leave the app, screen record, and then go into the app. And it shows you for a second and then it immediately goes screen record alert. And I'm like, sorry, I didn't. It was an accident.
Yeah. I just always screen record at all times.
I just happen to be. Yeah.
I want proof at all times.
But then I realized, like, as you're, you know, when you iPhone scroll up and you have the multiple windows, I'm like, oh, I could have left it at that. And then I never even sent it to you anyway. Because I was like, maybe it tracks if I message it and it knows that I, who knows.
Well, I don't know, what were you going to show me? Or what was?
Oh, just a friend of ours. Anyway, dating a comedian is the whole point, you know? There was another comic that I saw on there that I was like, interesting.
Locally?
No.
All right, we'll talk about it after.
Yeah, from the area, but you know.
Yeah, all right.
But I think you tell me later. Priority on it, but.
With anybody you want.
I know. Just a joke. But
I got dibs.
Trying to give you clues, but it doesn't matter because no one listens to anything. And
what's her sign? How about that? it's Gemini season in a couple.
She belongs in the kitchen.
My birthday coming up too, and June 1st.
What is your sign?
Gemini. We're supposedly dual personalities, I guess, but that just means I'm a gentleman who knows when to not be gentle, right, guys? All right. Nope. All right. That's my dual or whatever.
Well, Mercury is in retrograde, which is why gas prices are so high. That's what, obvious.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's clearly what
I keep getting so many, because I've posted a bunch of political things lately, you know, and so I keep getting like, that's the main thing that people are like, oh, gas prices. And I'm like,
sure.
If you think like the president controls gas, you might as well be saying Mercury is in retrograde. Like, that's so
that was the joke.
Stupid to me that like, no, it's just people keep leaving that comment like, oh, yeah, I bet you're happy you voted for Biden with the gas price. I'm like, I'll pay seven. I have a driver Prius. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
I
don't drive anywhere.
I'm fine.
I ran my mom around on some errands today. That was expensive. But other than that, and it's also funny that the word grade isn't there, you know, because there's different grades of gasoline. I thought that was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I want my gas to be retrograde. That's
Someone, Brett Druck, left a comment, diesel's in retrograde. And I was like, I didn't get it. But it got a bunch of likes. And I'm like,
I was just going to ask you.
Could just be funny. Could just be wordplay. And
I don't know. I was like, isn't this the same joke repeated? I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea. But he posted a clip and a really funny Batman joke. And so I said, Batman's in retrograde. And he laughed at it, and I'm like,
"All right,
makes just as much sense as your comment." But
everything. What's yours? I know your. What's your?
I'm an Aries. We're supposed to be hard-headed and stubborn, I guess. Which could
I've
make
heard
sense.
You're soft-headed from a few people, but that's not. And your dad's a Cancer.
Not anymore.
Right. Isn't your dad a Cancer?
Well, he has cancer.
Shit. Yeah. I misread the...
You misread the sheet here.
Oh, no. I thought... Oh, wow. No.
Way to bring it up.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, he finally...
Like asking a woman who's alone at a comedy show why she's there. Well, my dad died of cancer.
We were hanging out today. He just bought a place in Vegas. His plan is to maybe have a studio in Seattle. He can kind of come back and forth here and there because his hospital's here, and he's gone through chemo and everything, and all that's been as great as possible.
Yeah,
and he finally announced it on his blog, which
I was gonna say we're not talking out of school here.
No, it's very selfish of him to keep all the cancer to himself. But
yeah, you can't even. Talk about it.
I want some free Facebook likes over here. Come on.
Here. Nobody will hear it here. So
exactly. It's a safe space here. So, but yeah, he had an operation, which is where they cut out the esophagus and then they stretch your stomach up to your throat and connect it.
Wow.
And so he's got to sleep at a sort of 40 degree angle now. So the acid sort of doesn't come up, and
finally that math learning in high school is coming into play for the
finally,
first time
geometry
ever.
and how many milliliters is this oxycodone?
he's gonna get in trouble.
Stubborn about drugs too, because he's a recovering addict, and
he's banned from Major League Baseball for 60 days.
Yeah, a fun. I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast, but it's one of my favorite memories of. I used to go on my dad's radio show and promote my gigs and my my Hooters at South Park, my Hooters comedy night.
Oh, I thought you meant your personal Hooters.
Yeah, hey, I'll be at Hooters every Wednesday from 8 to 10, just hanging
my
out.
Hooters will be at Hooters.
Flirting with waitresses. I tell you what, maybe it was hanging with Adam too, but... I hooked up with a waitress there. I hooked up with two waitresses there. And like, there was like,
same time?
No.
Nah, still good.
They had a high turnover rate. So it was easy to.
Just like Hooters.
Yeah.
It doesn't even work here anymore. No. They don't care if they fuck the staff because they all.
Oh, it doesn't matter. All the rules out the window at a Hooters comedy night.
It was a monthly show. So it was a new staff every month.
It was weekly, actually, at first. But then they were like, hey, we're not getting any audience. And I'm like, well, you're not getting any other customers also. Like this
yeah,
whole
it's a
place
Wednesday
is
night, I mean, or what, a
fucking,
Tuesday.
It was full for a month. It was a great show for like a month and a half. And then after a while, they were like, and then one time, Owen Straw and Andrew Slater booked.
Yeah.
Literally zero audience showed up. And they were like, well, we'll just cancel the show and go home. And like, well, we still get paid. And the manager was like, well, no, you don't, you're not doing a show. And they're like, hey, we showed up. We did our part. We're here. We're, it's not my fault. You don't have an audience.
Yeah.
And she was mad. And she goes, well, fine. If I'm paying you, I want every minute of this show.
All right.
Because Owen kind of goes like, I mean, we'll do the show. It's, you just don't have an audience. And she's like, well, fine. Here's your money. You better do every minute of this show. And so eventually like two stragglers. Yeah. Transient.
That's funny.
Walked in and sat two trans fellas came and sat down. But
you didn't call them back then.
No, they didn't call. They had the stick on a bandana. And Owen is like, whatever.
Yeah.
29 minutes into his set. And he kind of looks at his timer and he looks at me and he goes, how long do features usually do? I'm like, oh, like 30. And he goes, good night, everybody. And then like he shows me his phone. It's like 30 and 2 seconds or whatever. And I'm like, all right, cool. And Slater goes up, does great. And but anyway, hooked up with a couple. And then I later found out that this girl I had a crush on the whole time and was flirting with, she had a huge crush on me, but she was too nervous to do it. And I thought she didn't like me, so I ended up sleeping with a different girl. And then she was like, I can't believe you hooked up with her. And I'm like, you were my first choice. I'm so sorry. I had no idea. And then, whatever it was, maybe 3 years later, she comes to a show at Tacoma Comedy Club.
Okay.
She comes up to me. She goes, do you remember me? And I'm like, totally. And I say the wrong name. And she goes, no. So, and I'm like, No. I thought you were someone else. I totally remember you. Never. Facebook. Hey, let's go grab that drink. No response. Not even looking at it. Nah, yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
Could've just played dumb the whole time instead of trying to be confident and guess, but.
That's tough. Well,
but anyway,
that's
I don't
fun.
Know
that's
what we got onto there, but
I don't know. Just, I think we were talking about how you're a cancer to society,
cancer,
but
cut out esophagus.
Okay, but you have been pretty good. I didn't even really know how long it's been going on exactly because you haven't broken down and bawled like a baby. You seem fine.
Well, I mean, I don't.
That what's happening?
Yeah, I think everything seems to be going well. So I just have thought like, hey, no reason to think terrible things,
right?
And if you've been in the car with him, you know it's a miracle he's lived this long. But
right,
he doesn't like that joke. He just kind of goes, but maybe he was in pain today. But that, and so funny, we had a guest scheduled. I had this whole thing timed out where my dad gets out yesterday and he's like, come visit me in the morning. I'm like, cool. First thing, wake up 10 a.m. getting up there, hanging out. We're just chatting. And then he's like, I'm getting pretty tired. Why don't you go run errands with mom for a little bit? And I'm like, cool. And then just as we're about to kind of like wrap up, I'm like, hey, your shirt's getting wet. Like on the side, and he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you're leaking. I think one of you're leaking something. And he's like, huh? And he like pulls his shirt off and he's like, oh yeah, check out all my scar, like his, like all of his stab wounds. And I'm like, oh, maybe it was just something else. And then he's like, and then like another piece of the little liquid like squirts out. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's
you're
not
leaking.
Good. You're leaking. And,
the Tin Man right now.
Yeah, yeah, and because I thought like, oh, maybe it's just some of the ointment or whatever on a scar, and then but it's like coming from a bandage area, and he's like, oh, that's not good, and I'm like, no, that isn't good.
No.
And but anyway, so he calls his, he has a friend who had maybe a different type of cancer. He has like a cancer buddy that he calls before he calls the actual doctor to be like, should I bug them about this? Which is so funny that you're like, I don't want to bug the people whose job it is to actually.
I don't want to call 911 yet.
And he's real nervous with, you know, his pain medication too, because he doesn't want to become an addict again. The funny Hooters. This is where we got off track.
Oh, okay.
I was at the radio show with him, and they were calling the guy to extend the advertising. They were advertising on my dad's show.
Oh, right, right, right.
And they had a scheduled meeting, a phone call, and I'm in the office with all of his ad people, and he goes, he answers, like, they call him like three times, he doesn't answer. Finally, he answers, there's a bunch of background noise, and he goes, oh, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. I just give me 5 minutes. And the guy, okay. And then I'm like behind my dad because I'm like, this is not my area of expertise. I'm just hanging out. And the guy, my dad goes, that guy reminds me of me when I did coke. And then everyone in the room is like facing me. So they're like, oh, shit, your son's right there. And then he turns around. He goes, hey, well, yeah, might as well find out eventually, you know. And I'm like, interesting.
How old were you at that point?
25, maybe. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're fine. Then we ended up going to like a, you know, we went to Vegas and had like a long, he goes, you know, he's like, back in my day, it was expensive and it wasn't as good. And it was a treat kind of, it was like a dessert thing and everyone was doing it. And don't do it. And I'm like, not even interested. Met some people that like it. They don't seem great. So
yeah.
Been in the car with a few girls while they do it. Doesn't seem to be fun.
Off my penis, but
yeah. And even I was telling my mom that, like, oh yeah, I was in this Uber with these girls doing coke, and she's like, yeah, those aren't. And I'm like, yeah, but I was like, yeah, I've never done it. She's like, really? You've never even?
I'm fun. Like,
yeah, just, you know, just
not even fireball and fingering.
I know, just a nerd, you know. But anyway, leakage.
Yeah.
Drove him to the hospital. I guess he's got like fluid in his lungs, and so
they're like, you're just a squirter, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
like,
it's funny. Well, my mom, you know, again, it's like, just wants to be helpful, wants to, she's going, you're moving around too much, you're not, you know, just stay. Yeah. And he's like, I'm gonna get bed sores, I'm gonna, like, I gotta do stuff.
And
then the hospital is like, no, you need to walk more every day,
right.
Walk 100 feet. If you get tired, stop and rest, and then keep walking more. And, like, you know, take as much breaks as you need, but do move around. Mm. So it's like the opposite. And my mom just be like, don't even fucking lift leg, you know. And
well, you're not. You have. I mean, we're talking about it candidly, but you're not. Are you ready to write jokes about it? Are you allowed to write jokes about it? What's the? Are you gonna wait?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll see how it all plays out. Well, he just said, I don't know if he said no jokes. He just was like, don't talk about it publicly.
Well, because you can't be like, hey, Andrew, don't tell jokes. Because that's, you know, when you don't have feelings, I mean, that's all you got.
Yeah, I don't have normal human emotion. I just talk about things through comedy. That's all I'm able to do. So
I assume some people who listen to this podcast wish we would get a esophageal cancer. So.
Well,
God would be,
I don't
like,
know if that
talking
passes down to me, but
is it running the family?
No,
I don't think so. Mm. Well, I'm glad he's on the, you know, he's on the
up and up. Right, I mean, the whole thing is like, you know, we found out in January, actually, like 2 minutes before we were recording a podcast, and then, but I know friends that, like, Jesse Case is my go-to example of like, Stage 4 colon cancer, given 3 months to live, and totally fine now. Does a great podcast, does comedy.
Yeah.
Makes guitar pedals, and, you know, 7 years later or whatever it is. So I have been trying to think the whole time, like, it'll just be a tough year. And it is, you know, a shitty year for him. Oh, but but you think, like, in like 4 months, they're hoping that he'll be as close to normal as he's been in a long time. So, you know, he'll have all of his holes covered up. And
well, I mean, the world will be, you know, be ended by then, but yeah, bummer. Well, but
either war or COVID, but
well, yeah, I mean, we can't figure out how to get the money right.
Well, this is what's in, you know, reading the news is funny because they, you know, with the passage of bills, they were like, they try to couple things together so that they have to vote for it. You know, they used to do that. And now, I don't know, Democrats are just giving up. They're like, fine, we'll take the COVID relief out of the Ukraine relief. And
that's always a big criticism. Do you know they put this in there? Yeah, it's since the beginning of time. I've known that actually.
Right. Again, it's like Hunter Biden. Oh, so the president got his loser son a job? When has that ever happened? You know, every single president ever. Well, he's to buy influence. Yeah, that's how the world works. Like, that's what, you know, that's the way we do things, I guess, you know. Either that.
Sasha and Malia. Those were the only two. Well, we hated them for other reasons. So.
Yeah. Well, they were smoking pot at a concert, you know. Ooh. How dare they? And they were holding hands with a boy. And
oh, my gosh. So crazy. I don't know. How old are they now? I saw a photo the other day, and the oldest one looks like a real looker. So I hope you Google 21 plus right now.
17? 20 and... Malia is 23. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I mean,
I'm not the worst.
A dad. I don't think he's gonna be a shotgun dad, but he's gonna be a Secret Service dad. I don't know how you. he's got a.
Not interested. I just
got
wanted... a.
He's got snipers. He's got.
I don't want to feel bad about looking. That's all. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. You feel like maybe. All these companies that made a killing, killed or made a killing during the pandemic could hook us up with some vaccines. But
well, yeah, they're not going to, this they're talking about now too, is they're like, it's very funny. Like, I guess when you separate the actual words from the phrasing and the, maybe the attitude, they're like, well, I mean, we could design a Omicron-specific vaccine and have that ready by winter, but, I mean, if we don't have the funding, you know, I mean, I guess we can just use this old vaccine. I mean, you know, if you really want, we could save lives, but, you know, I guess if you don't have any more money, you know, Pfizer's like, we only made $8 billion this quarter, so we are really struggling over here.
We literally could do it, but...
They can't spot us a few extras or
well, I'm all stocked up on baby formula and breast milk, so I'm all set, I think. And I went to go schedule my booster and Kaiser.
You said you weren't eligible, right?
Yeah, I don't know what I thought. Maybe they just have some misinformation on there. I don't know how they would have got that, but
I think I could just go.
Yeah. But I wanted to get it at Kaiser. That's just where I go. And I know it's free.
It's my first time. Oh my God.
I could do. Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
I think my dad had like 4 shots, like within whatever. And he got an antibody test, which shows your level of protection actually.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it was like through the roof, which was good.
That is good.
Cause he's know.
Hospital constantly.
And he's like, again, he kept, yeah, my mom had like the door open and he's like, hey, I'm real sensitive to like the cold and I don't want to get pneumonia or ammonia is probably bad too. Right. yeah, he's real.
Well, you got a Prius and a dad who has cancer. So, you know, you're just not worried about, I mean, gas prices aren't really on your radar.
No. What is on your radar? Anything?
I don't think I've not read a word about Russia or Ukraine. I have no idea what's going on. Madison Cawthorn, I heard about him calling someone a thug, but I don't know. Every argument he's ever made hasn't had legs to stand on. So
he's got his primary today. So
Steve was claiming he might be over.
Yeah, well, that's Steve's been working on this video for him. You know, he likes to do a think piece on everybody. I was on tour with him, and then every new story would break where he's like, oh, here's him in women's lingerie. And
it's
all right, well, I got to change this video now. And then, oh, here's another thing that leaked. And, oh, he tried to carry a gun through airport security a second time. And it's like, Jesus Christ, like.
Slow down, fella.
Yeah. Slow your roll.
Well, he'll get on OnlyFans. Slow your roll. Damn it.
Come on. If I make a good joke off the top, you got to acknowledge
it. This is why you are good at crowd work. It just nobody listens. But
it's true.
He could do porn. That could happen. You know, that could blow up. You know, blow up my blow up girlfriend.
Yeah, and just like all your girlfriends. well, they aren't. How is she? Do you still have that blow up doll?
Oh yeah. She's in the closet. Get her out.
Tell her to come out. It's safe.
Closet. I have the bigger one. Did a bigger one? Did you buy me a small one with no holes? Which was
no. I think it's got one. Maybe a mouth or a vagina one that looks like a tough angle to get in.
Vice versa. Well, small too, but vice versa. Yeah. The one you got me was a midget, right? Or
yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Little
Marge or something
person, and had holes. And then I got another one.
And you gave her an extra one, and now she's
my own purpose. Why did I get that other one? You didn't give me two, right?
No, I didn't. You showed very little appreciation for the midget. Amount of appreciation.
Little appreciation is what you're supposed to show a midget, right? Well,
you did buckle her in your car. You just used the carpool lane, but...
I have another one, and I just... The only
officer,
thing
how does this not count? I mean... Is this not a person?
Prove
what is
wrong.
A woman? Liberals, tell me.
Yeah. That's fun. Well, and the only thing I ever did was at the very beginning of the pandemic, I did a Zoom show with them sitting in a chair. I was like, took a photo and posted it, and that was the only. Well, I also did put her mask on her, and we drove down in the. Yeah, we had some fun with her, but never had sex
memories.
With her.
No.
No sex.
That would scar her for life.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to scar the one without a hole because poke a hole in her, I guess. I don't know.
She's leaking just like my dad. She's a squirter.
Oh, fun.
When you deflate her, everything falls out.
Well, nothing else. There's been nothing else. So there's no shooting. Oh, well, that's not right.
Well, Jesus Christ. Biden's- how do we know it was racially? Well... A manifesto. He wrote the N-word on his gun. I think he specifically drove to a black neighborhood, and
yeah. It is a funny thing to be like.
The first person he shot was white. So, I mean, okay. You got me. He's a total innocent sweetheart. I don't know what
yes. Oh, geez.
He's an equal opportunity murderer. He's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, that'd be like, what's to say, you know, like, that's an analogy to that. Like,
some of the people that died in the nuclear strike weren't actually in the military. So how do we know it was? I don't know. You know, whatever.
Innocent bystanders.
Yeah.
Is there a
do you have any interest in watching? Because he filmed it, you know, this whole thing.
I couldn't. Yeah, I didn't.
I didn't search that out at all. Okay.
I didn't look. I knew about that. I didn't want to see an 86-year-old woman getting. Could you watched it? What happened?
Yeah, I don't know why. I
sure. That's. I'm
I
not
think.
No
I think. I think. What you know? What could have if someone was? If I think about this all the time too, especially after a lot of incidents. But like for a couple weeks, I kind of look for that. Maybe it's the Bart kind of rubbing off on me.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, but I go, where are my exits? I've had that fantasy on stage where I'm like, if someone barges in, there's nothing I can do, you know?
Right.
But, I kind of want to go like, I wonder if there's anything anyone could have seen or done something that looked off or, you know? And so,
well, he got in trouble.
Not much.
For going to that store previous.
And then there was an interview with a guy who was like, we sat down, had an hour-long conversation. He bought me a drink and, you know, just chatted about life the day before the whole thing happened. So, Wow. And it's like, I don't know. This is a goofy, this guy just makes up his mind and he's talking himself. He like parks kind of in the back of the parking lot and he's like sitting there and he's going, just do it. Just go do it. Just come on. Just, you got this, you know? Wow. He's like talking himself into it. And then he backs up out of the parking spot, pulls up to, you know, the main, you know, the crossing.
Entrance, yeah.
And, yeah, everyone's. And then he just, there's a poor woman that just happens to be walking. And this is the thing, too, is like she drops something and she kind of like looks, grabs it, and then kind of looks up and sees the guy. And then, it, you know, 5 seconds later, she's face down. And,
wow.
And so I had a thought of like, oh, maybe if she.
Butterfly guy drive,
because he's wearing like a helmet and like a camera, and I'm like,
yeah,
if I'm walking and I see that, I might just turn around, maybe not run, but I might, but and then I'm still dead either way, you know.
Yeah.
Because there was a guy loading his car up that was kind of behind that woman, and it maybe he took crossfire or something, you know, maybe yeah, just something, yeah. Kind of he was kind of near like maybe where he aimed, and he just either fell or dove down, and the guy shot at him anyway after he already was down on the ground. And there was, he was shooting people that would had already been shot just to make sure. And so I was like, all right, yeah. And it doesn't look like
you could have really avoided it.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I don't know why I watch those things, but I'm an idiot and crazy.
Well, they're hilarious. I mean, that's.
That's why we're talking about it
on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Which,
I mean,
is this almost over? How are we doing?
Good thing is Biden's going to visit Buffalo and just make it all better. So that's good. And
my mom was telling me a story where she was like, I forgot that that happened. And then the next day it was scrolling on the bottom of Buffalo shooting. Oh, did someone go to Wyoming and shoot a buffalo? And I was like, oh man, I would love to have your memory to just forget all about it in a day.
The Buffalo Bills didn't make the playoffs. The Sabres, something. Yeah. Somebody who's bad. Good thing is it's never too soon to make, or it's always too soon to make a gun shooting, mass shooting joke.
I mean, it's it just happened every single day, so we can't, yeah. You know,
it just happened every yes. single day.
There was a old Jon Stewart bit on The Daily Show where they were like, today was the first one, there was no murders today, and he was like, we missed our chance, it was the first, it was the only day, come on,
yeah, I could have made all the jokes,
could have done all the,
there's been 0 days,
yeah, yeah, we could have passed a law since it's not too soon, let's give it a, well, this is the first week without a murder in 1970, I don't know what it was, but,
yeah, yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's a talented guy. And what about that new show of his? I haven't watched it. Anyway, well, I think I don't know if you could tell where the jokes were, but we snuck them in. Not all of them, but some of them. Write in, you know, all two of you, and tell us what you think of today's episode. Glad to chat with you and catch up. Oh, we got to stick around. I got to figure out who this Raya person is. Very
oh
curious.
Yeah, and we got to I got a lead on Montana, so we got to talk maybe about,
sure, yeah,
dates to maybe try that.
I'm into it. Well, thanks for listening. If you
we'll
still
see
are
some Buffalo out there.
Homeschool episode 88 at Corey Michaelis Comedy on all the things, at Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. Bye.